questions? Yeah.
Just a, comments. In the very beginning, when he was talking about the originators of the Vedas,
yes,
not even being able to say, "I know, I see,"
right?
Is that commonly known as the fact that they just, you know, there wasn't anybody who was saying, "This is what that experience is."
Well, I think one is the. Even in the Buddha's time, 2,500 years ago, those were traditions that were had been passed on for a long, long time. The basis of their beliefs and systems have been around for a long, long time.
Prior to
the Buddhist time. Okay. You figure that's a long time.
Yeah. Just interesting that even the composers of the Vedas, which I guess is where one assumes that they...
Well, I think one of the things that is also that the Vedas are these are hymns and structures of belief that are fundamentally a system of propitiation, trying to get. Yeah, and a sacrifice. So using ceremony ritual in order to gain the system of capricious gods, and of course, it's a very rich tradition that also has had it kind of side by side a tradition of samanas who were doing all sorts of things, all sorts of other practices. But the mainstream Vedic tradition is fundamentally kind of faith and sacrifice. Those are the fundamentals.
Rooted more in maintaining a material culture or societal structure rather than any kind of spiritual inspiration at the very beginning.
As we would define it, because actually most religion was. Same Judaic religions were religions of sacrifice in the early, dealing with, you know, how do you deal with an all-powerful God, even if you've only got one of them? Yeah. in Hindu or the Vedic traditions, and they had all sorts of gods, but you know, still the problem was, you know, how do you deal with this?